What's up, guys? It's Tim.
And Cody.
We're bringing you the first episode of Wichita Real. Wichita Real currently has just a couple focuses, one of them being Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. A guy named Tatu and I are going to be focusing on Jiu-Jitsu in the episode we bring you today. It'll be a conversation between him and I. It'll be chronicling our progress and keeping track of the events in the grappling world.
Second focus is going to be comedy and just life in general. Tim and I will interview other comics, mainly professional ones that come to our town, to our local comedy club, the Loony Bin. We will try to get as much wisdom as we can, for we are aspiring comics.
That's right. And hopefully you guys can benefit from that as well. We want to use this as a great tool for progression. We want everyone to, you know, take ideas from this. Please subscribe on YouTube, drop us some comments, let us know how we're doing. Hit us up on Twitter as well for some tasty licks of knowledge at Wichita Real. Thank you.
Keep it real.
But to me, like, blue belt is just like, we're ready to start learning. Like, white belt's like a warm-up, stretching and stuff, and they show you moves, techniques and stuff, but blue belt is, for here anyway, I mean, it varies for sure, you know, like, even the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu blue belt is, they're not as, I mean, we'll probably, like, open mat, well, you know, we'll work them, but, you know, it's that whole
Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. You see him in a club. Going down,
right? Like, they go self defense and then tournament stuff or sports stuff. Yeah, for all these people.
Wow. Saturday morning at the park, I guess. That's cool.
But
pretty much that's just the exact feeling, like you said, just the validation, the affirmation, the recognition, putting the key in the ignition.
Straight up, I mean, that's the way
straight
I
out
see,
the kitchen.
That's what I see, how I see blue belts, man. It's like you've put in work that you're serious about learning jiu-jitsu. You know, you're not like a fly-by-night.
Yeah.
Saw in a UFC and thought, ah, I'm going to try that. And then, you know, had a couple of injuries or hardships and then gave up, you know.
Well,
blue belt kind of like shows that you...
Yeah, I am.
You've gone through it.
So. Yeah, it's... I don't know, it's just...
But I'm definitely feeling the pressure, though. Like... Rolling,
yeah, you got a target on your back, yeah. Man. That's why I can't even roll right. I mean, I can, and Marcio, like, he didn't force me to, but he, like, insisted that I roll on mm-hmm. Thursday because I had my shoulder brace on. I rolled with you, mm-hmm. and he's like, yeah, but we just kind of
we
flowed.
Yeah,
yeah,
we were just on more.
It was like, all right,
but
now
see,
you do a pass.
I think that kind of stuff, man, is needed. Yeah. We need to do that. I mean, maybe that's why, in a way, it's kind of good that you got hurt because it forces us to do it.
Yeah.
And then by doing that, it lets us see, like, the benefits you can get from it. You
yeah.
know? You don't, especially, like, yeah, now, like, in blue belt level, you start recognizing that it's not always about, you know, tapping someone or, you know, it's like that whole, what everybody says about it. It's about learning, blah, blah, blah.
Still surviving, still escaping. Yeah, it's, man. Yeah, I like the flow rolling. I like that I'm injured. And, I mean... started that sentence wrong. No, I like that I, you know, that's obviously what I go for more when I roll with anyone. You know, they were going to go slow, and everyone seems to do pretty well with it, kind of flowing a little better rather than an aggressive roll. And but at the same time, like, I don't get that. I don't get that.
It's just, like, way too close in the park.
Yes. But I don't get that. I don't get the so much struggle. It's like, it's just exploration rather than any fighting, you know. It's like I don't know. I just want to, like, also when you roll, you give up a lot of positions. Like,
me personally?
No, people in general, you just for the sake of exploration.
Right,
your,
right,
your
right.
Body
right,
and
right,
the
right.
positions you. You give it up, and you're like, all right, I'm going to take
I
the
mean,
bottom,
need,
and then I'm going
to
try.
But right, you need to get a look at it, like,
yeah.
and a feel and all that. So
it doesn't feel like when I mount a guy, like,
yeah.
while I'm flowing, that's not, I didn't earn that mount. That was just part of the flow. It's not like he was resisting, you know. It's
a
like,
movement drug.
Yeah. And so I'm not getting, I don't know, the full benefit of jiu-jitsu, I feel like. But, I mean, I'll be back and everything. It's just, that's another thing with the blue belt. I'm just stressed out that I can't roll or
yeah,
I don't want to roll. And everyone's like, how's that guy?
He's going to show up.
How's he going to get promoted? Like, I've seen a couple of the newer guys, like, really, like, raw. And this dude with a tattoo on his wrist. He's got black hair. I don't know. He
Justin?
Looks, I don't know. He looks mean, and he...
White dude?
Yeah.
Well, was he wearing a black
white dude? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He has a lucky key,
Justin,
I think.
Yeah, Justin.
Yeah, he looks pretty fast. And I've watched him drill once. But anyway...
He's one of the up-and-comers, like...
Yeah, he just looks like... He would be like, man, I'm better than that guy, you know? Because I've been there, too, where I'm like, man, I thought I was ready for that. You
but
know?
See, and I think that's part of the, you know, maturation of being a blue belt, too, is being able to be okay with that or deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when was it? Yesterday? Or the day before? Yeah. I was rolling with Tiago.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, just we always just go easy, but then it picks up. Because especially I think now, like, that, you know, he knows that we're getting promoted. I'm getting promoted. Like, he goes, not that he goes harder, but he tries. So we were kind of going back and forth. And then Corey, the brown belt, was coaching me. He was telling me, like, do this, you know, yeah, hip in. And I don't know, man, I was trying to listen, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, this is part of my game, too. I'm, you know, chilling here and, you know, like, in my head. But then I'm like, I'm just going to follow directions. If he wants me to shrimp and get regain guard, I'll do that, even though I was thinking another way.
Well, if it's not what you usually do, and
yeah,
then it's a good another, especially from a brownville,
yeah,
giving you another perspective.
Yeah. Keep so, you, like...
Even if you wanted to do something else, if you don't, if he's telling you something you don't
yeah,
usually do...
That's, yeah, I did think about that, because it did kind of pointed out that you should have a formula, a basic formula of if this happens, always retain guard first. Because what happened was, okay, we're flowing, blah, blah, blah. He told me to, like, I was in the bottom. He told me, sweep him or grab the collar, wrist control, all this.
Yeah.
And Tiago sat up and I hip bumped him. Kimura swept him. And it was kind of like, it was half assed and we had to, like, scramble. But
yeah,
I got it and it was a good amount. But then I started going for that. It's kind of like a baseball, but it's a reverse one.
Okay.
Like, you grab the back of the collar and you spin, and then you
get
your grip and then spin back.
Right.
But, and I was trying to time it because he was huffing. He was going, so I was like, I need to go for it now while he's tired and break him, you know, in the process. But when I went for it, like, he defended, and he kind of got up and got a hold of my collar. I don't even know what he did.
Right.
And jumped out and started yanking on it, and I had to tap. And then Corey was like,
you?
Yeah.
Man.
But that's
from,
the thing, though.
From nothing? Like,
no, I think
from
it was.
Underneath, you were. No, I mean, but you were. Damn.
No, I spun around.
He's a beast,
I spun around, and he kind of got up. And he got my collar somehow and dropped down. And
huh.
I don't even think it was an actual, like.
He did
choke.
It on purpose?
Yeah, he was just grabbing for stuff.
Huh.
I don't know. But anyway, he got me, and I just tapped. And
was
Corey
was like, oh.
Kind of. He was just like.
Dude.
But more, I think he was trying to stress that, dude, you got to get position first, you know.
Yeah.
You got to, like, control him before. It's a position before submission type situation.
Yeah.
Then, at first, yeah, I was kind of upset, like, you know, like, damn, like, you know, I feel like I let him down or, you know, like, I shouldn't be tabbing to Tiago. But then I thought about it, I was like, not really. I mean, Tiago's been training for a while, too. Like, he doesn't come in on the regular, but he's a solid freaking strong dude,
When
you know?
I saw him, I was wondering whether he was going to test, and then I saw him talk to me, and he was... saying, let me know how
yeah.
it goes. Or
I don't think he's that. I mean, he doesn't show. I don't know, man. That's.
Well, he's like everyone else.
He doesn't show up enough, you know. He's twice a week and sometimes skips a week. Like,
yeah,
so.
I mean, that's how I've been the past 6 months or so.
Yeah, you've been hurt, so.
But, I mean, he's like everyone else. He's like, he's got flaws, but, like, what he's good at, he's really good
yeah.
at. Like, he's got a.
He's strong, man. He's like compact.
Like that hip thing he does, or he keeps your hips down and, like, I don't know, like, how he hugs your hips, and then he can still kind of get up and start to pass while your hips are on the ground, and you're like, what the
Yeah, his game is really slow, like that snail, inch-by-inch
yeah.
type,
yeah.
constant pressure type thing.
I butterfly the hell out of him, though. It's not even fair, because my legs are, like, as long as
Yeah, I can't get butterfly to work, man. I need to put in some time.
Yeah, dude, it's a miracle. I don't know, it might be difficult because your leverage, like, or your lack of leverage with your
yeah.
legs, but,
yeah.
I mean, the... At least to gain space, like with that Bravo grip you do all the time, like
the
even with that you can make space, and like if they're next to you and you're trying to get in front of them, you know,
mm-hmm.
look at this, just hook and push, like, you know what I mean, and rotate into a choke.
Hit out.
That was a terrible explanation.
No, that's good, man. That's exactly like what we were saying. It's a formula, you know. If you're in that position, square up,
yep.
regain guard, and hip in, whatever,
yeah.
that, you know what I'm saying, the first thing that you need to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe that's what the lesson was, and that, like, dude, humble yourself just because you're getting your belt test, don't think you're know.
Well, I think that's, like, that's what this is for, man. That's why they're gonna kick your ass, so you know you ain't shit, man. We're stronger together. Don't think it's all about you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But yeah, man, it's stressful because, like you said, it's just part of the maturation of the journey. But man, this is a sanctuary. You know, this is like the happy place. This is it's just a release for everything. It's an extra social place. Exercise, meditation, like, it's just, it's everything, and now to feel like people are hostile, like now I've got a target, like, with the blue belt, now people are gunning for you, and you know it, like, some of the white belts are slightly behind you,
but
like,
I think that's
people
more,
be upset, and I don't want to double that by, like, I mean, he's not even rolling, like, nobody's going to say anything out loud, but I know people are going to look, or people are going to, hey, man, what's up, like, why, you want to roll, like, no, man, all right, man. Sorry.
But don't you think that's kind of like that could be like a battle within too, you know, within your own head?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, you're in that space like that, thinking that way. Because of course, I mean, it's hard for me. I mean, it's easy for me to just say, oh yeah, you're right, because like, you're hurt, yeah. But unless it's happening to you, like if I was hurt, I mean, I can kind of imagine how it feels. I mean. Because I have, like, you have the love for jiu-jitsu, you know?
Right.
So I know when you're not rolling how that feels like. You're like you're missing something. Like, you know, like, yeah, I have to freaking roll, you know?
Yeah, man, it's, I don't know, I mean, I guess it's, I'm letting other people, you know, govern my emotions, which
yeah,
I should,
yeah.
But still, if you are your holy place and there's aggression and not like, of course it's aggressive, but you know, the hostility, then it just feels weird.
But that's another thing about jiu-jitsu that I love, man, and I think why people get into it, because that whole, like you're saying, aggression, you know, but I mean, really, I mean, it's not like MMA or even boxing where you're getting fucking pummeled, you know. Like, with jiu-jitsu, you can go hard. I mean, hard enough to put people out and, you know, break arms and, you know, limbs and stuff, but you're not getting the wear and tear like boxing would, you know, or any kind of striking or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I kind of, like, I think about it sometimes, like, do you have to progress to MMA or, you know, but to me, it's like jiu-jitsu is, in itself, its own thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of MMA, yeah, but it's also its own thing. You know what I mean? You don't have to go MMA. Like, for longevity, especially for me being older, you know,
yeah.
It's like, why would I put myself through that? Like, hurt, get knocked out, break my nose. For what? Like, you know what I'm saying? What does that really mean? Like,
you
but for jiu-jitsu.
Badass.
No, but jiu-jitsu, you get all that. You get, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, if that's what you're looking for.
Not to mention, there's things inside of jiu-jitsu that you just can't do in MMA. You can't Bravo choke someone in MMA, you know, with that
mm-hmm.
with that collar grip over there. Like,
yeah.
there's things to explore. I don't know, I keep falling back on that exploration, but there's
mm-hmm.
there's things. It's just like there's things in Taekwondo that you get that you can't do in MMA. I mean, there's just different discoveries in your body and stuff and just. Figure that shit out without, you know, not to say, like, MMA, everything's watered down or, like, it's just too basic, but you get more of a chance to focus on, when you adjust the rule set, you know, to give more possibilities and you don't have to worry about, you know, limited options. You've got a lot to do. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to be fun, man. But...
We better head out, dude.
Yeah, let's go. Are you going to take your... Yeah. All right. This has been... is this episode one? What is this? Episode two?
I don't know.
That was good talk, right?
Yeah.
All right.
We got to...
Heading to belt test. White belts of blue.
Close it out. What's your close that? Sign off, whatever.
I don't know. Stay strong. Stick to your journey.
Always remember, nothing more important than your jeans. I'm going to have to record it.